Blog Talk Radio.
Where do I go when there's nobody else to turn to? Who do I talk to when nobody wants to listen? Who do I lean on when there's no foundation stable?
I go to the rock.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Good morning, good morning, good morning, everyone. Praise God. We welcome, 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 welcome you today. Amen. Welcome to Mount Carmel International Church. You are on the air. Amen. With no other than the one and only, amen, Dr. Carolyn McNeil this morning. Praise God. She said, when I need a friend, amen, I go to the rock. When I need shelter, I go to the rock. Amen. The rock of my salvation. Praise God. So we thank and praise God for you, you and you. Amen. For allowing me to come into your homes this morning. Praise God. Hallelujah. How many need a refresh this morning? Glory to his name. We sometimes you need a refreshing, amen, for God to breathe on you again. Amen. So my prayers this morning as I open up in prayer this morning, amen, hallelujah, that God himself will send a refreshing, send a revival in your spirit. Amen. Praise God, and a fresh wind to blow upon you this morning. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. With that said, amen. Let me pray. Let me pray. Let me pray. Amen. Yes, Holy Spirit. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I come and I bless your holy name. God, I give you glory this morning, glory to your name, Father, for all the things that you have done and how you have set wheels in motion, God, for thy people, God, in the name of Jesus. Yes, Holy Ghost. So, Father, I pray, God, right now, Father God, that you will move by your Holy Spirit on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Yes, Holy Ghost. That you will bless, God, this show today, this radio show, God, today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Yes, Holy Ghost. That you will speak through me, God, today. Glory to your name, Father. Oh, God, we need a word from the very throne room, God, today. We need you, Father God. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. Day by day, God, hour by hour, minute by minute, God. We need you, God, today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Yes. So, Father, we thank you, Lord God, for the movement of the Holy Ghost on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I pray, God, for thy people, God, all the ones that's listening on today, Father God. Some needing a refreshing, some needing deliverance, some need direction, Father God. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. So we thank you, God, today, God, with your outstretched arms, God, to touch us today, God, with your mighty power, God, the Holy Spirit, God. We thank you, God, today. Glory to your name, God, in the name of Jesus. And we ask, Father God, that you will open up the airways on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Yes, Holy Ghost. Oh, God, somebody needs a word, God, today, God. Somebody needs an uplifting today, Father. So we ask the Holy Spirit to speak today to us, God. We ask that touch today, God. Breathe today, God. Revive, oh God. Refresh, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we say thank you, Father, for all that you are doing, Father God. Now, God, I pray, God, that you will give me wisdom and knowledge and understanding, oh God, that only comes from the very throne room, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. That this word that you have given me, Lord God, yes, Holy Ghost, that you will open up our hearts today, Father God, that we may receive, God, the blessing, God, coming from above, God, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Lord, as I step aside, that the Holy Spirit will have his way and move by his mighty power. Stir up every gift on the inside of me, God, that I may deliver, God, your word, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And I thank you, Father. I thank you, God. Come on, church. Thank God this morning. Lord, we give him glory this morning because he's worthy of all the praises, all the honor, and all the glory. These things I pray in your son Jesus' name. With thanksgiving in my heart and my soul says amen on today. Praise the Lord, everybody. Yes, Holy Spirit. On this week, God has been taking me back and showing me different things about storms of life. And so these are the passage, amen, that I think that we visit before. And it might sound familiar to you, praise God, but God says, now, I want you to give it a different twist. So I'm going to go to Mark, the fourth chapter, this morning, amen, praise God. We know that we are blessed, and we know that we say we are highly favored, and glory to God, and we say those words, praise God, Hamashandorabosia. But today, praise God, when you think, oh, I want to hear you this morning, praise God. When you think you're going under, when you think that you're going under, talking to somebody out there, praise God, hallelujah, because you might think that you're going under. Oh, but God has you with a mighty hand. He said, don't despair. Christ is there. And he desires to lift you up when you think you're going under. Come on, Holy Ghost. Today, starting at the 35th verse, the Bible says, and the Lord, and the same day, and the same day, when the evening was come, he saith unto them, let us pass over unto the other side. We remember that verse, right? And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship. And there were also with him other little ships. And there arose a great storm of wind. And the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full of water. Come on, somebody. And he was in the hinder parts of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And they awake him and said unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And he arose, and rebuked the winds and said unto the sea, peace, be still. We all remember that, right? And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said unto them, why are ye so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith? And they feared exceedingly and said one to another, what matter a man is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him? We have all had sinking feelings, haven't we? We all had our share of storms. There are various types of storms in life. Situational storms. This is when circumstances seem to plot against you, and everything seems to go wrong. We call it Murphy Law, is in full force. Everything seems to go wrong at once. There are situational storms, relational storms. This is when there is tension between people. When a relationship has been strained to the breaking point. You know, I heard that song yesterday. I reached a turning point in my life. I remember my father and them used to play this song. I reached a turning point in my life. Parents and the child, husband and wives, friends, your life will be stormy. Then there comes to emotional storms. They're often hidden on the surface. I want you to hear me when I say this one. They're hidden on the surface. We have a nice smile, but inside, we're seething and boiling in distress. A number of years ago, there was a show on television called Secret Storms. That's a good description of a lot of people. Many times there are storms going on inside of us that doesn't even show. Paralyzed by fear, overcome by guilt, raging with anger, consumed with worry or jealousy. Those are emotional storms of life. The Bible says three things about the storms of life that I want you to get before we get to the text today. Storms in life are inevitable. Come on. They will happen. You will experience them. You're not in a storm right now. You know, God said, you know, we all go through storms. Just wait a little while. Praise God. Hallelujah. This might be your resting season. But even after the resting season, we all go through some things. Hey, Shata. We will be in a storm. They are part of life. I want you to know this today, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit, because we sometimes think that God will not allow us to go through some things. And it's necessary, praise God, that we do go through some things at one point of time in our lives. The Bible says in James 1 and 2, it says, when you face trials, it does not say if you face trials. You count on it. You're going to face them. You're going to face storms in life. Nobody goes through life sailing easy from their cradle to the grave. No, we don't do that. We all will have tough times in life. Some are unpredictable. They come suddenly. They come unexpectedly. They are unpredictable. In this story, the Bible says that without warning, a furious storm came up. Try as we may, we cannot predict the things that would happen to us. People try everything to see if today is going to be a good day or is it going to be a bad day. But we can't predict it. We can't predict the storms of life. They are unpredictable. None of us had any idea how tragedy will come in our life. Nobody knew, praise God. Look at the World Trade Center. Nobody knew that would affect everybody. Nobody knew that. Because storms come without warning. They are unpredictable. Storms are impartial. They happen to good people. Come on. Hey, Rabbi, say, Mashiach. They happen to bad people. They happen to believers. They happen to unbelievers. They happen to all of us. The Bible says in Matthew 5:45 says, he sends the rain on the just and on the unjust. Being a Christian does not exempt us from being in a storm. There is misconception that people have that the only time they have tough times is when they're disobeying God. Not true, people of God. The disciples got into a storm because they obeyed God. Jesus said, get in the boat. They got in the boat and they sailed right into a storm. They were obeying God. They were in the center of his will. They was right in the middle of a storm. When you're going through a tough time, don't automatically assume I must be out of the will of God. You may be exactly where God wants you to be. Come on, Holy Ghost. In fact, if God has not promised us a storm-free life, this is not heaven where everything is perfect. And where God's will is perfectly done. We have choices. And people make mistakes. And people get hurt. That's why we to pray. That's why, come on, thy will be done on earth like it is in heaven, because it's done perfectly in heaven. God has not guaranteed us a storm-free life. So if storms are inevitable and unpredictable and impartial, then issues really become, what is my response going to be to the storms that are inevitably, unpredictable, and partially going to happen in my life? There are two ways we can respond to the storm. There are seen in the story in the way the disciple responded and in the way that Jesus responded. One responded with fear. One responded in faith. One trembled. The other one trusted. When we face a storm, come on, one, I could be filled with panic, it says. The disciples went and awoke him, saying, Lord, save us. We're going to drown. These guys were not novice. They've been out on the sea a lot of time. They have been through many storms, but evidently, this one was life-threatening and had them scared. We're going to die, they said. That shows the intensity. The word that describes the storm in the passage, come on, somebody, it felt like an earthquake. This was major, a major storm. It says they panicked. They got uptight. They got afraid. That is our typical reaction when a storm comes. But there is an alternative to being filled with panic when I face a storm. I can be filled with peace. Look at the reaction of Jesus. The Bible says, but Jesus was asleep on the pillow, sleeping in a storm. You talk about peace to show that humanity of Jesus, for one thing, it shows that he got tired after a full day of ministering, teaching, and preaching. He was exhausted. He lays down and he takes a nap. If you ever wondered if Jesus can identify with your fatigue, this is the answer to your question. But more than that, I think this is a picture of a complete trust in God. Jesus was not worried at all but by the storm. He was setting an example by the very fact of his sleep, teaching a lesson to the disciples. Question, did Jesus know there was going to be a storm before he even got into the boat? Come on, Holy Ghost. Without a doubt, he knew. Of course he knew. He knew they were sailing right into a storm. But he said, I'm going to take a nap. You know, Jesus, to me, Jesus is a cool person, praise God. He's so cool, praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. My God, I give you glory. He knows exactly what's going to happen, yet he says, by the way, guys, I'm beat. I'm going to go over here and take a nap. It's part of his plan to teach a lesson about faith. Who feels today, praise God, that everything is seemed like is overtaking you? Oh, Shatoriyad about Shanda. Because God says, he told me on yesterday when I was just washing dishes, praise God, he was showing me how you can still have a sense of everything going right, but still, praise God, still feel like you're in a storm. Because sometimes, even in a blessed, here comes a storm. My God, I give you glory. and you ask yourself, God, where is my peace? Where is my peace? Is there any peace in the nation? God, when are you going to give me peace that I can relax a little while? Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Hey, ta-da-da-bo-shia. Nothing ever surprises God, people of God. God, we might say, God, I'm going bankrupt. He knows. Hey, ta-da-da-bo-shia. God, I'm having problems. He saw them coming already. Nothing ever surprises him. It's ironic to me that Jesus is sleeping in the storm because one of the telltale signs that you know you're in a storm is you start losing sleep. Come on, Holy Ghost. When you start losing sleep, my God, I give you glory. You know that you're in a storm. You know that you're in warfare, praise God. Yes, Holy Ghost. That's how you know when you're in a storm. When we're in a storm, we lay awake at night, tossing and turning, going over in our mind, trying to figure out stuff, worrying. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost. What if Americans spend millions on sleep aid every year, praise God. Pills to go to sleep, pills to wake up, praise God. No peace, no peace in the mind, no peace in the spirit, no peace at all, praise God. Trying to figure out why God already worked it out. Come on, Holy Ghost. Yet Jesus can go to sleep anywhere. That's what I call a peace of mind. My husband told me, he said, I don't see how you could just lay your head down and go to sleep. There was years and years and years when I didn't have peace of mind, praise God. I would worry. I would walk the floor. As the song says, I walked the floor all night long trying to figure it out when I didn't even know that God had already worked it out, praise God. So I prayed and I prayed and I prayed and I asked the Father, Lord, please give me a peace of mind, praise God. That's where then I understand as he began to take me through trials and trials and trials and trials. Amen. Praise God. I become to know who he is and why I trust him, because sometimes, praise God, it's a lot of times that, praise God, even though we walk with him a long time, there are some things that we get in, praise God, that we don't understand. And I'm talking to somebody today, praise God. You don't understand why you're going through. You don't understand. And why would God take me into a storm? Praise God. Why is he still sleeping? Why is he not answering? God knows what you're going through. He knows, somebody. Oh, he knows. Why did he tell me to preach it again? Praise God. But do something different. Praise God. We're emotionally, mentally drained. Praise God. Because we're trying to figure out stuff. Praise God. We're physically drained. And sometimes, praise God, you even have to ask God to refresh us, to renew us. Oh, come on, somebody. Send a revival in the inside of us. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. So we can rise up again because we're exhausted. We're tired because we have not trusted in the Holy Ghost. Come on, somebody. I can be in a panic or I can be at peace with when I face a storm because Jesus already knew that the disciple was going to go through a storm. Praise God. But he told them, praise God, you're going to make it to the other side. The fact is sometimes sleeping can be a statement of faith and you say, God is too big. This is too big of a problem. I can't handle it, praise God. How many know, praise God, that is something that we all say, praise God. I knew, praise God, this year has been trial after trial after trial after trial. But I had to tell God, praise God, Lord, this problem is too big for me, praise God. I can't handle it, praise God. Does anybody know what I'm talking about, praise God? Anybody, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit, gonna be real with me today, praise God. That's too big for me, God. I can't handle this problem. It's a problem right now. I'm not going to worry about it. I'm going to bed. That's a statement of faith. God, I don't know how you're going to work this out, but I'm going to bed. I leave it in the hands of God. Somebody tell you, leave it in the hands of God. This thing is too big for you. It's too big for me, praise God. It's a statement of faith instead of worrying. There is the, come on, where in the world do you get that kind of peace in a storm? You get that kind of peace when you apply the principle taught in the passage. How do we make it through the storm when it seems like the ship is sinking? What do you do? There is simple, but there profound, praise God. Remember God's presence, that he is near, praise God. He is near you, that he is with you, that you are not by yourself. They had nothing but nothing to fear. Jesus was in the boat. Come on, people of God. He was tangible there. But we got to know that his presence is with us. Do you think God is going to let the boat sink with Jesus in it? That in itself should have calmed them. Jesus Christ was there with them, experienced the storm with them. If you're going to make it through the storm, praise God, the first lesson you got to learn is that God is always with me. There will be nothing I face, come on somebody, the rest of my life that I face alone. God is with me. Somebody say, God is with me in the midst of what I'm going through. Jesus is in my boat. Come on, somebody. We tend to forget that in the storm. We think we're all alone. We think that God is far away. God has promised every believer, though I am with you always, God has promised, I will never leave you nor forsake you, the Bible said. Isaiah 43, 1 and 2, fear not when you pass through the waters. I will be with you. When you pass through the rivers, come on somebody, they will not seep over you. What a promise. You don't need to worry if Jesus is in your rocking boat. Come on somebody. Rest in his provisions. Rest in his care. This is the second great lesson that we must learn if we're going to make it through the storm. God cares about what you go through. Repeat this after me over and over, praise God, until you get it in your mind. God cares about what I'm going through. How much does he care? Read the Bible, praise God. The Bible has over 7,000 promises in the book, praise God. Then tell God, you can't tell me that God don't care. He does. The Bible says in 1 Peter 5 and 7, cast all your cares on him because he cares for you. The one thing that the disciples did right in the passage, when they got afraid, they took their fear to Jesus. They didn't start praying to Mary. Come on, somebody. They didn't start chanting, praise God. They didn't call on their dead saints, praise God. They took their fears to Jesus. Why? Because he, the only one who can do anything about it. Oh, y'all, come on, Holy Ghost. Rely on his providence. Let his power see you through. Mark 4:39, Jesus got up, rebuked the wind and said to the waves, quiet, be still. Then the wind died down and it was completely calm. Jesus stood up in the boat in the middle of the storm and said, quiet. Come on, Holy Ghost, quiet. Be still. Or you can put it this way. He told him, sit down and shut up. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. I could imagine what was going on in that boat. That's my saying, y'all. Come on. I'm not talking about Bible. Maybe he tells me, sit down and shut up, Carolyn. That literally what he said. Instantly, it was quiet. There was actually two parts to the miracle in the story. First, there was the wind stopping. But anybody knows that even after the wind stops, waves will continue for a period of time. But the sea became like glass. So he talked to both of them, and they became quiet. The disciples had seen Jesus do miracles after another. They, of all people, should have known he was competent and capable of handling the situation. There was no need to be afraid. If you're going to make it through the storms of life, know that God is in control. God is with me. God cares, come on, about what I'm going through. And God is in control. Come on. We're raising our faith today. We're going from glory to glory to glory today. Yes, there is nothing beyond the control of God. We don't understand the storms. Many things we're not going to understand until we get to heaven. But God is in control. Somebody say, fear comes when we experience things in life that are beyond our control. Come on, Holy Ghost. Another time, praise God. Yes, God, I thank you for this. Things come in our lives. That's beyond our control. When things are beyond our control, it frightens us. It shakes us up. Come on, somebody. And the truth is, there are many things in life that you can't control. But there's a lot of things to be frightened by. But the good news that the Bible tells us is that the things that are beyond our control are not beyond God's control. And that's good news. I can't control everything that happened to myself. Come on, somebody. I want you to talk to yourself today. I can't control everything. To my family, to my friends, to my church. Come on. But God is in control. That's a storm reliever. You know, the Bible says in Jeremiah 32:17, Sovereign Lord, you have made the heavens and the earth by your great power and outstretched arm. Nothing is too difficult for you. Before you got into the boat, come on, somebody. Jesus said to the disciples, we're going to the other side. Now, the very fact that he said we're going to the other side means it's inevitable that they were going to the other side. I want to stop right there. Oh, yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus, because somebody got to know that you're going to the other side. I want to talk to us today, praise God. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. Because God is God, and he's God all by himself. He knows what he is doing. He knows, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit, how he's going to make a way for you. He knows already. How to do is rest in his peace. Rest in who he is in your life. Who is God in your life? We got to begin to practice his presence. We got to begin to know that God is going to, he's going to do just what he say he's going to do. He's going to work out all things in your life. Just know this. When I thought about the goodness of God and all that he has already done, your soul shall be rejoicing. Because whatever you're going through is going to bring God glory out of your life. We all go through things. I don't know why the Lord take us back sometimes. But we all go through. But while you are going through, remember to give him praises, because trouble don't last always. Come on, somebody. God says that I'm giving a season of peace. Get ready
Because you got, I hear the Lord says that you're right on the edge of your breakthrough. Are y'all talking to me today? You're right at the edge of your breakthrough. Can you hear me, praise God? Your foot is on the edge of your breakthrough. I hear the Spirit of God speaking to me that you are on the edge of your breakthrough. Give him praise, people of God. Let God be God in your life. He knows what he's doing. He's going to bring you through that storm. He's going to bring you, praise God. Though the storm may rage, oh, come on, somebody. The waves are still moving, but you're on the edge of the breakthrough. Give God the glory.
Hello? Am I on? Okay, go. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for coming tonight. I got a young man I want to introduce you to. We call him Ike Knight. Oh yeah, I'm a music major.
Tears rolling down your face. With your heart feeling like it's gonna break. When your earth feels like it's about to shake. When you thinking all that you can take. Oh yeah. Just remember where your help come from. Realize it got somewhere to run. What you can do, praise him anyway.
Hallelujah. I had a praise party over here. Amen. Praise God. If you can't get up, praise God. Hallelujah. Raise your hands. But if you can get up, praise God. Do a two-step. Praise God. Hallelujah.
hallelujah, because God says that you are on the edge of your breakthrough and favor. Come on, somebody. When you are at your breakthrough, the storms of life, praise God. You know, praise God, when the storms of life come, praise the Lord, hallelujah, you know for a shadow of a doubt that something great is getting ready to happen. But if you can hold on, come on, somebody, to the horns of the altar, you're going to make it. Oh, come on, somebody. Don't. I hear this Holy Ghost. Yes, God. You can't fake it. Praise God. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. You got to make it. God said, don't fake it. You got to make it in this season. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because all the ones that's faking it, praise God, they're going to go under. Praise God. You got to grab a hold of the horns of the altar like never before, because we are on the break of a breakthrough that's getting ready to happen. And let me tell you, church, I know for a shadow of doubt that I'm getting ready to testify. So I know for a shadow of doubt that you are getting ready to testify of the goodness of the Lord and all that he is doing. No matter what you're going through, that Jesus is right there with you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Yes, Holy Ghost. Notice that Jesus said to the disciples, you of little faith, why are you so afraid? Jesus told the disciples two things. One, the root of the problem is fear. Two, he said, the solution to your problem is faith. Come on, somebody. The root, praise God. I want you to go to the root. We're going to uproot this thing today, praise God. We bind up the spirit of fear. We call the peace of God to come. Come on, Holy Ghost. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. And we're going to rise up to faith today, praise God. The greatest threat to the lives of the disciples was not the storm. It was their unbelief and fear of the storm. The secret of their survival was faith. And it's not the amount of faith that you have. It's what you put your faith in that makes a difference. Everyone has faith. You have faith every time you get up on the freeway. You got faith. Come on, somebody. You have faith when you ate your breakfast. Come on, somebody, this morning. That is, was it poisoned? Come on. Everybody has faith. It's just what you put it in that makes the difference. You don't need a lot of faith. Just a little faith will do. You put a little faith in a big God and you get big results. So Jesus rebuked the storm, then rebuked the disciples. You of little faith. It's interesting to me that never in the Bible do we ever find Jesus rebuking somebody for having too much faith. Can you believe God for too much? Can you have too much faith? Never in the Bible do you find Jesus ever rebuking anybody for too much faith. The problem was always a lack of faith. I think God is pleased when we go to our limits. And then we know it's going to be possible. Because then we get the opportunity to show his power. You never believe God until you've done something that can't be accomplished in power of the flesh. Many of us live lives that require no faith at all. The Bible says without faith, it's impossible to please God. If God knew in advance that the storm was going to be out there, praise God, why did he let them go through it? Why did he just wait? Stay on that other side of the lake. If Jesus knew, which obviously he did, why did he let them go right into it? Come on, Holy Ghost. Because he wanted them to learn a lesson. It's the same lesson that all of us must learn. And the only way we learn is by experience. Come on, somebody. Experience is going to help us. We go through things. We make it through. You say, God, you brought me through this. You'll bring me through that. Praise God. See, that's how we muster up our faith. Praise God. God, that was impossible, but you brought me through this. Praise God. So I know without a shadow of a doubt that you're going to bring me through this one. You never learned this lesson from a preacher or from a Bible study or from a tape or book. You only learned this lesson by experience. Come on, somebody. The lesson is this. Jesus can be trusted in the storms of life. The only way you're going to learn that is to go through them. Come on, somebody. You know, Andre Crouch says, if I never had a problem, I'll never know that God could solve them. I never know what faith in God someone could do. It is when we respond to the storms of life with faith that we see God's power, come on, Holy Ghost, most visibly, come on, and we sense his presence more intensively. Come on, somebody. The disciples really had no reason to fear. They had what every one of us have. They had the presence of Christ, the power of Christ, the promise of Christ. Come on, somebody. You have to have those to make it through the storm. What's rocking your boat? What's flooding your ship? What kind of storm are you going through? Is it a strained relationship? Is it a financial difficulties? Is it a painful memory that got you so tied up that you can't see anything else? Is it your health problem, praise God? Is it a secret storm, something on the inside, an emotion that overwhelms you, guilt or grief or anger or bitterness or jealousy or worry or fear? Maybe you feel like the circumstances of life are tossing you back and forth and you feel like you're just a little toy boat out there in a big ocean. You're getting bashed back and forth every day, praise God, and you're thinking, I'm going under. I'm not going to make it. And come on, somebody. If that's the way you feel, then God wants to say to you today, no matter how big the wave is, Jesus can rebuke it, and he wants to calm the storms in your life. He wants to say, peace, be still. Only Jesus Christ can calm the relentless in your life right now. Quit looking for somebody else to be your solution. Quit looking for some experience to, come on, somebody, to be your solution. There's only one person that can calm your storm, Jesus Christ. Notice the very first in the passage, then the men were amazed and asked, what kind of man is this? Even the winds and the wave obey him. Good question. What kind of man is this? The answer is, he isn't just a man. He is the Son of God. He was God who came to earth in a form of a human being. So we could know what kind of God we have. What God is like. Jesus said, if you're seeing me, you're seeing God. I can't relate to some big unearthly things in the sky. But I can relate when I see God in the flesh. I could see how he loved. I can see how he cares. I can see what he did. I can see when he helped me in my storm. But you got to get him in your boat. He's no good if he's back on the shore. You got to have Christ in your life to make it through the storm. The Bible teaches that the storm is inevitable. They're going to come. Storms are unpredictable. They come without warning. They come impartial. It doesn't matter how good or bad you are. You're going to experience some people of God. Some experience them for the day, and the next day they find, praise God. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. I'm not telling you, praise God, that your life is going to be full of storms. That's not what I'm saying to of you. But when you experience them, know that Jesus is with you, praise God. You can go through a storm today, praise God, tomorrow, and the rest of the season, you're probably in good rest, praise God. But God wants you to know today, praise God, if you do occur to get into one, know that he is in the boat. Welcome him in your boat, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. The Bible teaches us that the storms are temporal. They are temporary. They don't last, people of God. Walk outside one day in the rain, praise God. And a friend said, you think it will stop. They said, it always does. That's true with any storm. You've got to go through it, but it's not going to last forever. Your storm has an expiration date. And it could be today because the Holy Spirit says that you're on the brink, you're on the edge of your breakthrough. Some of you feel like you're in a major storm right now, and God's word to you is hang in there. Keep on living. Don't be afraid. The sun will shine again. There is hope. God is with you. He'll get you through. You'll make it to the other side. Just like Jesus said, praise God. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. My God, I give you glory. Come on, somebody, give God the glory. Somebody say, my storm has an expiration date. Today could be the day. But notice, it's not going to rain always. The sun is going to shine. But they say, weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Hello, sunshine. Come on, people of God. You know, this morning, praise God, I was sitting down and I was just reading, and the Lord brought this serenity prayer to me, and I was like, serenity prayer? Now, you know, a lot of people from the 1930s, this thing has been out, praise God, and, you know, we don't use this prayer all the time, but the Lord brought that to me. It's a serenity prayer. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and wisdom to know the difference. This is what God brought to me this morning. There are some things that you can't change. So when your back is up against the wall, invite Jesus into your boat. You're going to make it to the other side. Somebody give God some glory this morning. Praise God. Yet quoted about Shania the Mahaya. For that word, praise God, though you might have a secret storm going on the inside of you, praise God. But I want you to know, praise God, as God was speaking on the last 2 weeks, praise God, so many people are suffering in silence, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. But you got to understand that, praise God, you let Jesus into your situation. And praise God, yes, Holy Spirit. But know this, praise God, you are not in it by yourself. You are in the brink of your breakthrough. And Jesus loves you. Ah, yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. So we thank God for the word of God today, praise God. We thank God for the movement of the Holy Spirit today. We thank God, yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. As Jesus said, you hang in there, praise God. You keep on living, praise God. Don't you be afraid. The sun is going to shine again. There is hope, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus. He said, I'll walk with you. I'll talk with you, praise God. I will minister to you, praise God. All you got to do is invite me in, praise God. Open up your heart and let me in. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus. So today, whatever you are going through, just know that Jesus is right there with you. Praise God. You are going to make it to the other side. Praise God, up through. Praise God. So we thank and praise God on today for his word today. Praise God. If you'd like to be a blessing to this ministry, you may do so. You can call me at 302-883-9799, and I can show you or tell you how to give. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. For all the ones that's been a blessing to this ministry, praise God, I want to thank you, and I pray that the hundredfold come over your seed, praise God, that a supernatural return come back to your house, praise God, in the name of Jesus. And for the ones that cannot give, praise God, I pray a blessing upon you that you'll be able to give on the next time, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit, because God desires for all of us to prosper in the name of Jesus. So with that being said, amen, I want to say a prayer, amen, and I'm going to say get a song for you, praise God. I thank God for you, you and you, praise God. You know what, let me hear from my husband, Pastor Matthew McNeil, today before I even hang up today. Praise God. Huh? Yes, Holy Spirit.
Praise
Pastor
the Lord.
Pastor Matthew McNeil.
Yes. Yes, ma'am. Apostle Carolyn McNeil. Hallelujah. Is there a question or you want to make a statement? I mean, you had a wonderful word and I don't want to mess with it. Because, you know, I'm glad you said that about the storms, because I was always one fearful of the storms coming, because I didn't know what they did of, and I wasn't sure if I could go through it without failing. But once I realized that God was allowing the storm to come to build character, to build strength, and to trust him more than anything, I just started leaning on the trust in Christ. And once I start leaning on his trust, I start saying, Father, when the storm comes, just continue to walk with me. Show me how to get through it successfully. You know what I mean? Because sometimes we go through the storm mumbling and cussing and screaming and like, oh, my God, why I got to keep going through this? No. If Jesus went through everything he went through so that I can have a better life, an everlasting life, I think I can go through the few things that's going to come my way during my time on this earth. So
amen.
I trust and believe that Christ is good. I trust and believe that he knows what he's doing. And because I say he's the author and finisher of my life and my faith, I'll walk with him. And I thank you for your beautiful word. I thank you for all you do for MCI Ministry Radio. We need you. We pray for you. And we just ask God to continue to use you. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor. I love you. God bless you.
I love you, too. I love you, too.
Thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am.
Pastor Waters, can you hear me? Pastor Waters? Oh. Pastor Waters?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
All right, Pastor. You got anything to say, Fika, before I pray out today?
I just want to say, you know, you can't look at what you're going through. That word was powerful this morning. And you just got to trust God, even when it looks like you're not going to make it. You just got to trust God and trust his word and to lean on him totally, because he's the only one that can bring you out.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, Pastor. Thank you for coming on. Going to the Burgess family this morning. Good morning, Burgess family. Good morning. Pastor Burgess. Okay. Pastor Burgess.
Good morning.
Amen. Well, God bless you.
Yeah, God bless
you. We thank God for you this morning, coming on this morning.
We thank God for you. Thank God for you. I got your message. God is still on the throne, and he's still blessing.
All right, Pastor.
You can't do nothing. So I thank
God
for
all right.
Waking up this morning that I can see this new day. And everyone have
amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Well, thank you for coming on. I bless God for you. Keep on keeping on, okay?
I sure will.
All right. Love you. Praise the Lord. I thank God for all of you. Amen. Y'all know I do a random thing. Amen. Praise God. I surprise you. I know everybody's going to get me when I get off this radio show because I just come on and just make y'all talk to me this morning. But I thank God for all of you. Amen. Y'all have been so faithful to the ministry and all the ones that's been with me from the beginning. So I just want God to really bless you because y'all have truly been so faithful. I don't think that numbers that I don't know. That I know that you've been so faithful. I don't know your last names, praise God, but I know that God knows you. So I want to say thank you for all of you, amen, being faithful with the radio ministry and what God has in this season, amen. So let me pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord God, I come and I bless your holy name. Lord, I thank you for all the ones that came on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, I pray, God, that you will bless them, God, in abundance, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you for your word, Father God, coming from the very throne room, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, as you said, God, grant me the serenity to accept the things that I cannot change and the courage, come on somebody, yes, Holy Spirit, to change the things I can and the wisdom to know the difference. So Father, we just thank you right now, Father God, for your grace. We thank you for your mercy, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, that Jesus is risen, glory to his name. We thank him for the Holy Spirit coming back to us that lives on the inside of us, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. So Father, I thank you for the refreshing today, Father God. I thank you for a greater understanding, Father God, of your word, Father God. I thank you for the impartation, God, that you have given us, God, today, God. I thank you for the deliverance that you have given us today, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And most of all, Father God, I thank you for the grace, the favor, God, upon us right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you that you said that we're on the brink of our breakthrough, God. We are right on that curve, God, and we're getting ready to cross over on the other side. Father, we thank you for it right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, as the testimonies pour in, Father God, in the name of Jesus, may you be glorified, God. Yes, Holy Spirit, and may the enemy be horrified, Father God, in the name of Jesus. But, God, today, I want to pray for our enemies, God, in the name of Jesus, because God, you said you will prepare a table before us in the presence of our enemies, Lord God, and you will anoint our head with oil, God, and our cup shall run over, Father God. And you said, surely goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. So we thank you for that right now, God. Yes, Holy Ghost. And we give you glory, Father. Now, God, we ask as we leave this radio show today, Father God, may your grace and favor follow us, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you for the refreshing. Thank you for giving us a greater revival on the inside, God. Thank you for giving us a greater understanding of your power. These things I pray in your Son Jesus' name. Now unto him that is able to keep us from falling, present us faultless before the glory. With forever, forever, and forever, we thank you, God. In Jesus' name, we pray with thanksgiving in our heart, and our soul says amen. God bless you all. God bless you all. God bless you.
This is my favorite song. Come on. I remember the day, yes, I gave my heart to you, Lord. You told me if I
trust you,
you would never leave
me.
You said you'd always be there, oh, oh. And even though I've never seen your face so come, I know your presence is real, yeah.
I believe.
going to question if God is really on your side. And the reason why you're questioning it is because of the simple fact it seems like the devil is hitting you with everything that he can possibly throw at you. But you need to understand something, beloved. You need to remember that the only reason why you're in that position now is because God had ordered your steps. And the only reason why the devil is hitting you like he's hitting you is because he has literally peeked into your future. And he sees what God's about to bring you into. That's why you can't depend on nothing but the word of God. Ah!